Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The people that were retained on the coaching staff were retained for a reason, but you know, I think this will be a very important conversation with the next head coach and how roles and responsibilities will be divided up. I mean, you guys know coaches, you know, some may be more focused on the D or forwards or systems or power play, penalty kill, special teams, all that stuff, goaltending, obviously. So that's something that'll be worked through with the next head coach.
Sabres head coach. Sabres GM Kevin Adams searching for a new head coach. Hey, quickly, be caller 5 and 6 to win a pair of tickets to see Jamie Johnson at Art Park's Main Stage Theater July 16th, courtesy of Live Nation. Callers 5 and 6 at 2214-WGR. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. That's a pair of tickets for callers 5 and 6 to see Jamie Johnson at Art Park's Main Stage Theater July 16th, 2214-WGR. Jeremy and Joe, as we react to Kevin Adams from yesterday, we wait to hear from the players today. And on the West Her Hotline is Pete Blackburn, host of the What Chaos Show on YouTube. And I would say general routine Sabres tweeter. Could I say that, Pete? Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I'm a definite observer, that's for sure.
Fair. So what did you observe yesterday from Kevin Adams and this big change that the Sabres are going through? I want to say that people here were mostly surprised, only because we've stopped really thinking the Sabres kind of operate that way. And yesterday was a bit of a reminder that they're capable of it still.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big takeaway obviously from that is the NHL experience, right? The next guy having NHL experience, because we had the discussion on our show yesterday as to, you know, who the next guy should be, who the next guy might be. And a name that came up and a name that I think is going to come up a lot is David Carl. Obviously just won two back-to-back national championships with Denver. He seems like he's ready and primed for the NHL if he wants that opportunity. And with the Sabres being a young team and you know, needing a change, like I thought that name might come up. But, you know, and you mentioned Appert at break. And so, like, I think it's curious to see who the next guy was or will be. And I'm sure you can tell me if I'm wrong, but Craig Berube feels like he would be a great fit for that team moving forward.
I mean, based on what Adam said yesterday, he fits a lot, like the words accountability being used. He said a guy with NHL experience, and he said the words pedigree. We can start getting into some of these candidates one by one. Berube for that, like, he wins the cup, and there are playoff seasons after that. Is he the same to you as, I guess, you know, there are Boudreaux out there that never won in the playoffs at all. Like, is he qualify for all that pedigree and what the Sabres would be looking for?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you look at what he's gotten out of, you know, I would say not the most talented groups. He had talent in St. Louis, obviously, but he did well to kind of hold his group accountable. And I do agree that's very near the top of what the Sabres need, because I'm sure you guys have talked about it ad nauseum, but like Casey Mittelstadt going to Colorado and saying, oh, well, they practice hard here. And even just from observing the Sabres and kind of how they approach their business and some of their habits, there needs to be way more accountability and there needs to be way more definite and clear leadership. And that's not me saying that Don Granato was a bad coach, because I don't think that Don Granato was a bad coach. He unlocked a lot of guys in Buffalo to a degree that gave the Sabres hope. But there was just a point that he couldn't push past and a point that the return started diminishing. And I think that they need the next guy who's going to turn them into more of an adult hockey team than a team of kids that is finally kind of being unlocked.
Yeah. Joe had mentioned like a Stamkos idea or Pavelski or, you know, veteran leader. And it feels like the coach is a part of that. You say adult hockey team. We've had calls about, you know, toughness, grit, abrasive, sandpaper, but I guess what it kind of all comes to is just less of a team of kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it. I mean, it's a commitment to the day in, day out. It's just, you know, there is a difference between a player who's an adult and a player who's a kid and having a good time. And I think that being from Boston, I've seen how it works, where if you have adults in the room, they impose good habits on the younger guys. And that's days off the ice, that's days on the ice, that's game nights, that's just the day in, day out of the grind. And I think the Sabres need a bit more of that.
Pete Blackburn on the Western Hotline. What chaos show on YouTube. Very good listen. On, you guys talked a lot about the Sabres coaching search yesterday, or guys that could replace Don Granato. Didn't sound like you three as a group are very into the Lindy Ruff idea.
I'm not. I know my co-host DJ said that he thinks it's a pretty safe bet. He said, I think in that, you know, you know what Lindy is, and you know he'll probably get this team to the playoffs. But in my mind, from what I've seen over the past couple of years, I think that Lindy, the game has passed him by a little bit. It wouldn't move the needle for me, and I think that if you're Buffalo, you want to go in a new direction. You want to go in a direction where you can find the guy, not just the next guy. And I look at Lindy as what being just the next guy. Like, he would get him to the playoffs. I don't know if he would get them to the dance, and I don't know if he would get them.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the place where they ultimately want to go. I just feel like the game is passing by a little bit, and when you look at what's happened in New Jersey the past couple of years, a few years ago, I think that Andrew Burnett had more fingerprints on that Devils team than Lindy Ruff did, and we saw the impact on that when Burnett left.
Yeah, we've heard that on Burnett before. The playoff point, that's where I struggle, Pete. And this comes up with Boudreau. I don't even know if Boudreau is an option anymore because he's almost 70, but the idea of, you know, a guy that gets you to the playoffs that you know there's just a ceiling there, I struggle with that because you want a guy that's going to be your coach, you know, for a long time. But we had a back and forth about this on Twitter, me and you, about like the Sabres about to become the most embarrassing team in the league when the Coyotes go to Utah. Like, playoffs is the bar right now, you know? Like, I don't know if it's right to feel like we should be worried about what happens once you get to the playoffs, because it's just been so long since they've even been there.
Yeah, but I mean, that's saying that's with the mindset that, like, hey, Lindy Ruff is the only guy that can get us to the playoffs. Like, I think a lot of guys out on the market right now that you could go get are going to get you to the playoffs, and you feel like the ceiling is higher than that with them. I just think that Lindy, it feels like there's always a wall with Lindy. And, you know, when I look at the kind of the decisions that he's made with the Devils, it's not inspired confidence. And I would want to see the Sabres get somebody with a higher ceiling and somebody with a little bit more future to them than Lindy.
Pete Blackburn on the Western Hotline. To last night, the chaos of last night, did you love every second of it? Or I'm a little conflicted. You know, Philadelphia is eliminated by Detroit scoring a goal, and then the Capitals get in because Philadelphia pulls their goalie when they didn't even really have to. So it was exciting and unique. My fear, Pete, is that it's going to stop the NHL from potentially taking steps that would be good, like a 3-2-1 or even the NBA play-in series. I think they're going to be too busy congratulating themselves off of last night because of how, I don't know, I'll say unique it was and how the races were all still very much in play.
Yeah, that's very much a possibility. I look at what happened last night, and I found it a fitting conclusion to what has been an absolutely circus-fueled clown show of an Eastern Conference wild card race. Like, I think if you're the Sabres, you're upset that you're not even in that picture, because seemingly everybody was invited to the Eastern Conference wild card race. That's how open and it was just a race of ineptitude, and I thought that was a perfect conclusion last night to that race. I'm not upset with the way that it happened. I think that the thing that bothered me the most last night was that the Flyers kind of ended up getting screwed by that disallowed goal or the whistle that blew that goal dead. That should have counted early in the game. Like, I'd be pissed if I was Flyers fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they fire Tortorella?
No, definitely not. Nor should they.
All right. So then we do not have to debate here whether or not that's a good idea for the Sabres. So the East is pretty much set then, which, I mean, Boston, Toronto, Florida, Tampa, I feel like in terms of matchups, we ended up in a pretty good place.
Yeah, 100%. I think that you look at the first round matchups and there's a lot of intrigue there. The Bruins, Leafs, and Panthers, Lightning. If you get both of those in the first round, coming out of the Eastern Conference, you're pretty happy as a neutral observer. As somebody from Boston, I know that I'm going to hate my life in the next 2 weeks. So I'm just kind of trying to enjoy the calm while it lasts.
Pete, thanks for the time. Enjoy the first round.
Thank you very much. You guys as well.
Pete Blackburn joining us on the Western Hotline from What Chaos Show on YouTube, NHL Chatter.
All right, so Tortorella is off the table.
He likes Berube.
Very good. It's feasible that he's the guy, right, that Adams was talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
The only thing that makes me think it's not him and it's someone else is Adams spoke with such conviction about what he's looking for, it makes me think he has a tight relationship with whoever he was talking about. And I don't even know if he knows Berube. Maybe he does know him well. Maybe did they run into each other when they're playing careers? I don't even know. But I know that he played with Rod Brind'Amour for 7 seasons. And I know that he worked with Lindy Ruff every day for multiple years as Lindy's assistant coach. So I don't Adams spoke yesterday like he knows a guy, he knows him well, and he knows exactly what he's getting. And the two names where he would know exactly what he's getting are Lindy and Brind'Amour. Those are the two guys he's worked with.
Stay tuned, Acropolis Opa Trivia. It's timely. You can win a $50 gift card to Acropolis coming up. I also have a Let's Get Stupid from earlier in the week, and you know, we've done a good amount of Sabres that I'm ready to open it. I'm ready to get into it, Joe, if you want it. It's a uniform idea for the Bills sent in by a listener. My favorite thing that happens is when someone sends us an idea and says, you guys should do this for Let's Get Stupid, and it's obviously, like, stupid. We got a good one. Really good one. So we'll get to that as well. 803-0550 Acropolis Opa Trivia next.